Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Before the break, we were talking about should we ban kids from pubs? And we've got a message in and I'm going to read it out. It says, years ago in the 2000s in my local bar, I remember a family there drinking on a Sunday. A poor baby was running around with poo in his nappy. Misfortune was left like that for hours. He was left like that for hours. And that's what makes me sad. And that's why we were talking about the topic. I mean, it's all well and good going out for Sunday lunch with your kids and stuff like that. But don't be getting absolutely hammered in the pub and leaving your kids there, you know? It's not good. Right, we're going to be talking about Lent. It's that time of year that's marked traditionally by reflection and restraint. This 40-day period, beginning today, Ash Wednesday, is observed by Christians worldwide as a season of penance, fasting and preparation for Easter. In Ireland, a predominantly Roman Catholic country, as we know, Lent has held national significance for centuries. But in today's fast-paced world, has Lent become a relic of the past? Do people still honour its traditions or has it faded into obscurity? Recent census data reveals a notable shift in Ireland's religious landscape. In 2022, 69% of the population identified as Roman Catholic. That's a decline from 79% in 2016 and over 90% in 2006. This downward trend prompts us to question how such changes have impacted traditions like Lent. We'd love to hear from you. Do you still observe Lent? If so, what are you giving up this year? What are your memories of Lent growing up? Let us know on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Has it been forgotten or does it still hold a place in your life? Do let us know your thoughts on this one. To get involved, you can get in touch on WhatsApp, like I said, 087 188 0008. I'm going to go to Helen first. Hi, Helen, how are you?
AJ, how are you? Listen, can I first start off with, you're a mother of four children as well, are you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, so am I. And I'll tell you, you're one woman. Because there isn't a hope. I'd be able to do everything that you're doing. Absolutely fantastic.
Helen,
I just wanted
you
to say that.
Thank you so now, much.
Wait till you hear Helen's story. I'm living in a private estate, but it doesn't really matter. There's a funeral parlour up the road from the end. They're parking the cars all along their all drives and whatever. And I just asked this man, got out of the car, and next thing I noticed, he'd ashes.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Ages.
Did you forget? Said,
completely.
Oh.
No word of a lie. Having said that, I don't go to church. I was on Tenniel before. I do like candles, great belief in candles, great belief in prayer, you know, but very bad for mass, very bad for things like Lent now. Easter, I will always go to Easter Sunday mass. I don't know, it gives me a lift. But after that, I am very bad.
Okay.
But I'll be honest with you, AJ, I'm not the only one. There's a few friends of mine who are all living on the same street, kind of, and they're all the same. I said, oh, no, don't tell me it was Ash Wednesday. I said, it was. Oh, but, like, the beliefs, when I was growing up, we always had Palm Sunday, dreaded Palm Sunday, won't lie, because the mass was so long. Oh, my good God.
How long would it go on for, Helen?
Oh, I'm trying to think back now because I was young enough now when I started and stopped. I think it was nearly 2 hours, AJ.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's long, yeah, especially when you're young.
Yeah, they'd be blessing the pan, but even though, like, and that's why I admire you with your four children. I mean, I have four grandchildren now as well. So, like, with them, I'd be kept, I'd be kept on my toes. So it's not saying I haven't time to go to mass. I suppose I have, but now don't give me a long sermon or a long mass like this.
Now, you said you forgot about Ash Wednesday this year. Would you usually remember?
No.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, it's only this year, Helen. You do it every other year. Will you be giving up something for Lent, though?
I'd love to say to you the cigarettes, because I've been saying that every Ash Wednesday, but at the moment there's one in my hand, so cigarettes won't be one.
Oh, look,
that's not on the agenda.
You could maybe start tomorrow. You could start tomorrow.
We've got the same train of thought. When I came in that time, I said, after seeing your man with the ashes and then lighting a cigarette, I said, I'll think of something. Maybe tomorrow I'll think of something.
Oh, yeah.
But then,
yeah.
No, as I say, like, you know, in my childhood, yeah, it was, but I still, there's a neighbour and she brings in the blessed pan to me. So I still put the pan over the sacred cross picture. And that would keep me safe then, and all who comes into the house until Easter.
That's lovely. Know, that's really
kind
lovely.
Of tradition. That's what I kind of, holy water and me, you know, are just, we won't go without each other, you know, that kind of way. So that's what I do with the pan, that I get blessed. And for, that's basically.
But you're still marking the occasion, Helen. You're still marking the occasion.
I am. That's true. And I'm marking it in the house where people will come in and the pan is freshly laid on the circular picture. And they can see it. So, like, they're always blessed themselves, funny enough. And so at least it's a good thing. Now, as I say, I even said it to Niall, and like, as Niall said, like, is that you have morals, you know, when I do the church, go in and do it my own way. That's me. And, like having my morals and beliefs, I don't care whatever anyone else says, they keep me happy and they keep me going, you know.
I think it's nice, though, Helen, you know, because you do your own things, you have your own traditions, and so you celebrate your religion in a different way, just because you didn't go and get the ashes today, or just because you're not giving up smoking today.
Yeah.
You're still doing other things, you know, to celebrate your religion and to just have a moment to reflect.
Exactly. And I mean, our lady and me, we're the best of friends. She never lets me down. Like, I have two sisters gone before me, and my father's birthday's tomorrow, and he's gone 18 years. So, yeah, there's a lot, as I say, I have a lot going on as well in my own personal life, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, that's why all those beliefs, they're down from generation to generation to generation. Every one of my lads are the same, do you know what I mean? And I don't give out to them for not going to mess. I leave them alone next thing. I could hop in a minute, because Trina's due down, and if she comes down with ashes on her forehead, I hit you. I'll say, what made you do that?
Oh, bless you, Helen, bless you. You always come on and have a laugh, though, don't you?
Do you know what, sweetie? Laughter's the best medicine. Come here, do you mind me asking you, how is Niall?
Niall is grand. He's grand. I think he just came back too early before, and he's just getting himself better now. But he is absolutely grand. I do talk to him every day, and he misses everybody. He was asking for everyone.
I will tell him I said it back to Leff and Helen from Cork. And I think I have the same thing as him, to be honest. Because
yeah.
I have it since Christmas and I can't shake it off.
Yeah, just it could be, Helen. And I was saying this the other day. I had a cold from November up until only a few days ago. I actually feel a bit clearer now. But it lasted all that time. Like, all that time.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And what was age you doing running in and out of work? Running a house. You're doing 2 or 4 jobs every day.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you.
I can't compliment you enough. You're fantastic. Listen, as I said, they're my beliefs, and my sweetie. And as I was growing up with a lot of them, and I kept them, but I kept them in my own way.
Yeah, no, I think that's lovely, Helen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you, Helen. I'm going to go to Eddie. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Evening, AJ. You well?
Yeah, not too bad. Do you think we're a la carte Catholics these days?
Yeah, I mean, we choose what we like off the menu. You know, we'll go to births, deaths, marriages. We'll go to the midnight mass at Christmas, Easter. But we won't darken the door of a church every other Sunday. I mean, churches are closing to beat the band because nobody's going. There's now priests, like my priest, Father Dez, he retired there a while ago. He was in his 90s, and he kept going because there was no one else to take over the diocese. And now you have one priest where he had one diocese, he now has 2 or 3. And I think gradually, little by little, Catholicism is slowly, if you look at every census every couple of years, the figures of people who
keeps
actually
going
believe,
down. Yeah.
It keeps going down. And like, for example, like that lady said, I was the same, I'm in work. And today I seen this chap walking towards me. How the fuck's he got in his head? I couldn't work it out until he got right on top of me. And I went, Jesus Christ, it's Ash Wednesday. Whereas
I think everyone forgot it. Oh, God.
Yeah, but 25 years ago, I would have probably seen 100 people walking towards me. Times have changed, you know?
I think I remember when I was younger, it was always we'd get it done in school. So you had all the kids running around with it. But I don't know if they're doing it in schools nowadays. My kids are in an Educate Together, so they wouldn't be doing it there. So that's my reminder gone, you know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Taoiseach years ago, he used to have it put on every couple of hours. So if he'd done a media briefing or he was on TV, it looked like he didn't miss it. You know, he must have had the bloody ash tipper up or following him around, like, you know. And he'd have it on every couple of hours, like, because he didn't want to be seen to not have it. It's Ash Wednesday. I have to toe the line, you know.
Yeah.
But times have changed. Like you're saying, did I give up batting for Lent? I gave up something for Lent about 25 years ago, and that was religion. I just didn't believe, you know. I respect other people's beliefs, but I just found it wasn't for me.
Well, you're
you know?
Very well. Lasted 25 years. Well done, Eddie.
Oh, I know, yeah. And I haven't quit, you know what I mean? Mama didn't raise a quitter, AJ.
Well done, Eddie. Well done. So you're not obviously going to be giving up anything this year?
No. Look, people want to give up stuff. Like, I think it's Ramadan at the moment as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think Ramadan, yeah. And, like, Muslims respect their faith more than we do. Like, and I would say probably you have 90% of practicing Muslims will observe Ramadan. Catholics won't. I mean, we would still eat meat on what day
well,
is it?
Yeah,
that
what
we're
is the day that you're
meat?
Not supposed to eat?
Oh my God, yeah, I can't
Helen.
Even remember that.
Oh, what is it? Good Friday. Oh, Good Friday, you're not supposed
good,
to eat
Good
meat.
Friday, yeah.
So
yeah,
are you meant
yeah.
to have fish on Good Friday?
Well, you're supposed to have anything bar meat, you know?
So when
but does
I
anyone
was...
didn't actually...
When I was little, I remember my granny would do fish on... Now, I've been told it was Good Friday she used to do it, but she'd be there, like, gutting the fish and everything, and that's what we'd have for dinner on Good Friday.
Yeah, I mean, the days have changed now. I remember as a kid, my ma wouldn't give us meat on Good Friday. Oh, sacrilege, that was a sin.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, my mum's in her late 70s, but I'd imagine she'd be eating herself... she's probably eaten meat many a time on Good Friday without even realising anymore, because... things have kind of lapsed, you know. It's like Ireland's not as strict as it was religion-wise. Religion used to run this country, you know. The Catholic Church used to run this country, education, schools, the government, the whole nine yards. And since the claws have been released, we're all kind of like different in our views, you know. Like I know a famous radio host, stroke podcaster, I won't mention his name, and he says he's an atheist, and I pulled him up and said, but you got married in a church. And he admits it, he turned around to me and he went, well, I wanted nice photos. You know what I mean?
And so is that what you mean by a la carte? It's like just picking your things? Because I don't think if you're...
You just
if
pick
you're,
and choose what you like off the menu. I mean,
yeah.
I
don't think you should get married
church,
in a church if you're not a practicing Catholic.
And if you actually label yourself a Catholic... Well, then you should be following the scriptures of the church on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. I know people that class themselves as Catholic, and they're about as Catholic as I am, but they just won't admit it.
But there is different levels. You don't have to be staunchly Catholic just to be a Catholic. You know, there are different levels, and you can do different things, and you can pick and choose. Because now we're not quite so controlled by the church. You can pick and choose what you want. But I personally just don't feel, if you're not a practicing Catholic and you say you're an atheist, I don't think you should get married in a church. That's just what I think. But
no,
if
but
you
say
if you say you're a Catholic and you are a Catholic, you don't have to prove to me, or you don't have to do, you know, everything's
I totally get your point. But here's what, and we would have these conversations in a pub, right? And my mate say, yeah, I'm Catholic. And I'm like, you're no more Catholic than I am. Yes, I am. And I'm like, what makes you a Catholic? And he just all of a sudden have empty head.
empty head.
I'm like, you don't follow any of the Catholic faith. You don't go to church. You don't pray. You don't follow any of the teachings. So what makes you a Catholic? Well, because I was Christian one. I said, just because you're Christian one, that doesn't mean you are one. You have to kind of follow... I'm not saying toe the line, but do a little bit. You know what I mean?
Do a little bit of something to prove that you're Catholic. Is that what you mean?
No, not to prove, but if you're saying you're a Catholic, and then when someone says to you, okay, well then what do you actually do to make it a Catholic? And they go, well, nothing really. You know, I'll eat meat on Good Friday, I'll be a rebel, I won't go and get the ashes, I don't go to Mass, I don't do anything, in fact. So... you might have the label, but you're not exactly preaching it. You know what I mean?
And then, I mean, then there's the other side of it that just says that, you know, you don't actually have to do any of those things. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just be a good Christian, you know, and a good person and, you know, be kind to people.
Well, shouldn't that just be having a good moral compass anyway? Being a good old skin.
I do think so. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you need religion to tell you that.
Exactly. You shouldn't need religion. That should come from your parents. You're raised well to have manners and treat people with respect and so forth. It shouldn't come from a Bible. You should know right from wrong from your parents. Hopefully your parents raised you well, you know. And then if they done that, you're on the right road, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need a road to perdition.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, Eddie. I'm just going to go to the ads. Do stay with me, though. We'll be back after this. If you welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. We're talking about Lent, and we've just had a message in to say that very, very few people observe Lent now. The ash represents our repentance, death and resurrection. For dust you are and to dust you shall return. Genesis 3:19. And it says that Catholics should not eat meat on any Friday. So it's not just Good Friday. I'm going to go to Martin. Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm well, AJ. Good evening.
Did you go and get your ashes today? Ah, I think he's gone. I'm going to go to Darianne instead. Hi, Darianne, how are you?
No, I definitely did not go for ashes today.
You didn't, no? And are you going to give up anything for Lent?
No. Well, I might do something privately, but I wouldn't be making a big show about it. But what I would be saying is that last night I was at a class in, you know, the local community, and the teacher had this mark on his forehead. And all of a sudden, I said to him, oh, my God, you got ashes on your forehead. It's not Ash Wednesday till tomorrow. And the only reason why I said it was because my daughter had rang me earlier and had said, look, today is Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day. Do you want to come out with the grandkids? I know you go to your class. And it all came back into my consciousness. But no, I'm sorry. No, 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 no.
Did you have pancakes for Pancake Tuesday?
No, I didn't, no.
Eddie,
no,
did you have pancakes for Pancake Tuesday? Because that seems to be one that people actually do.
No,
do.
No, they're only for tossers.
Well done. You got that one in.
No, no, I didn't.
I didn't because I just don't like pancakes, but I just find it as actually such a hassle to try and fit pancakes into the day on a busy Tuesday.
Yeah,
it can be. But I find it really heavy.
AJ, can I tell you something?
Huh?
AJ, you have kids. I went.
Sorry, Eddie, go ahead.
Sorry, Darianne. I was saying, I'm surprised you didn't because you have kids.
Yeah,
I thought they would have hounded you.
Yeah, no, they did have them, but I just wasn't there. I was leaving for work and they were making pancakes, so I got away with it.
All right.
Go ahead, Darianne.
No, I was just going to say, after I tackled the poor old teacher last night at the class, no, he'd cut his forehead.
Oh, it wasn't the ashes at all.
Zip. No, it was a zip when he was pulling it. Oh, look, it was very funny. But anyway, I don't think he would have been getting ashes today either. But,
especially not with a cut on his head.
No, but what happened was I was out earlier with one of my dogs, walking my dog around, you know, near where I live. And I met this guy and because we haven't been out since the winter, and I said, oh, my God, it's great to be able to get out, you know, with the sun shining and blah, blah, blah. And he started chatting to me. And then I noticed he had the ashes on his head. I went, Darianne, don't say a word.
Just in case.
Oh, God, I wouldn't say. No, I wouldn't. I would respect anybody. And he was a secondary school teacher from somewhere down the country, working up in Dublin, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I didn't say it to him because I wouldn't, because I know how that was indoctrinated into me as a child, into my parents. And it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible how the Catholic Church got away with it.
And so do you think that that's maybe why a lot of people don't actually, you know, practice anymore?
Yeah, no, come on. We all know. We all know. You see, when I was growing up, the Catholic Church tried to put fear into me, and they did it. Believe me, they did it. And it's not right that they still have the option of doing that to people in this day and age. No, I'm sorry. I've absolutely no time for any of it.
Okay. Let me go to Margaret. I got Margaret waiting on the line. Margaret, did you get your ashes today?
I did indeed.
Ah,
this
okay.
morning. Yeah.
Yeah. You remembered. No one else that remembered.
Yeah. No, well, I did. Yeah. Pancake Tuesday, Ash Wednesday. Yeah.
And did you, are you giving up anything for Lent, Margaret?
Anything, I have to, my sugar levels are up.
Ah, okay. So you need to cut that down.
Yeah, well, now no cakes, no biscuits, no bars of chocolate.
Oh, jeez.
And I mean, I love me chocolate.
Yeah.
And I said to the doctor, I buy a bar of chocolate, so I eat four for today and four tomorrow. Well, he said, I'll tell you what, he said, you can have one a day.
One bar?
One little square.
Oh, God. No.
So,
that's
anyway, I'm giving out. I gave up sugar years and years ago. I never drank in my life. So I'm giving up now cakes and biscuits and my bars of chocolate. So they're all sitting in the press. So I can't wait now till Easter Sunday, you know.
Yeah, big time. So will you be able to do it for the 40 days, you think?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Do you usually give up something, Margaret?
Yeah. I do. And I do, every Friday, I only have fish. Never eat meat on a Friday.
Oh, so
never.
You do it every Friday?
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat meat on a Friday.
And was that just then a habit then? Did you do it from when you were younger and it just stuck with you?
I did it, yeah, when we were young, because I always remember the fish man. The fishman used to come in his van on a Friday morning, and he came from Skerry's Harbour out to us, and I didn't like the cod, so my mother gets cod then for the rest of the, now there was 10 of us, you know, and then my mother and father, but I always got kippers, love me kippers, so I used to get two kippers now. And then once a week, my mother would make chips with the fish, and then we'd have.
Can I ask Maureen a question?
Margaret.
Mm. Oh, sorry, Margaret. Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Margaret.
You're all right.
Yeah, but did you do that for the reason that you thought that you were doing penance or not?
No, I just done it because that's the way I was brought up. You know,
exactly. So
you know, and then we went to mass every Sunday. You know, and you wore your best dress or your whatever in the summertime.
Oh,
my mother used to make us our clothes, and then she do all the knitting and that. You know, and years ago, our slippers were made of wool, and she used to get a cardboard box and cut a piece of paper. You know, like the hard cardboard. And then she'd say, put your foot now into your slippers, and then she'd draw the slipper, you know, and then she'd sew it on when she was on night duty. She was a nurse. And then she'd sew all the pieces then onto the slippers. And we used to have bobbins on them.
I remember that.
But
well,
Margaret,
I used to have knitted slippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can I ask you a question? What has got that to do with the Catholic Church? They were over in Rome, being a huge cult.
I know, and a lot has come out, and it's very, very sad.
Yeah,
now listen, and you have to remember, it's in all religions. There's bad apples in all religions. No, not just the Catholics. I'm telling you, it's in all religions. And religion is a personal thing. You know, I always say to people, doesn't bother me whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Protestant, whether you're a Muslim,
no,
or
me,
anything else.
No, me.
You're a human being, and how you treat your God is your way, and how I treat my God, I treat him my way.
But Margaret,
I do not break the law. I do not abuse anybody. I always try to do my utmost best for people. And
I know you did. And I believe you.
I mean,
but what
if I have something to say to somebody, I'll say it straight to their face. I won't say it behind their back.
Just being a nice person. You don't have to have religion to be have a decent moral compass.
No, I'm not saying it's religious. I'm saying I was brought up that you never do a bad turn on anybody. You always show kindness.
No,
I think we all were.
Exactly.
You know, and there are people out there who would stab you in the back as soon as they'd look at you. And there are people out there who do very nasty things. Now, we could go
but
on
Margaret,
about,
can I ask you,
you know,
a question?
Loads of things, you know.
Margaret.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Did you not
realise that the Catholic Church, with all the money they had and all the power they had and everything they were doing, like when you think back when my mother had my younger brother and she had to be churched because she was dirty after giving birth to a son or a baby, and she wasn't allowed at his christening. I mean, come on.
Well, then to me, that's wrong, you know.
But it was wrong.
I mean, it is wrong. But I think the church and all they've done wrong, and they have done wrong, excuse me, and they have done wrong,
but they
and
haven't
I
come back, Margaret.
There's an awful lot of good priests out there, and you cannot murder everybody with the same brush.
I know that. But the church in Rome has not come back, and has not, like, when you look at the Pope now, and when I hear the news saying, you know, your man Francis is sitting up in his bed and he's doing this, that and the other. Will you stop?
Eddie, did you want to ask a question there? Go ahead.
Yeah, firstly, there's two, right? One there about the Pope at the moment, right? They're flying in paediatric nurses and spending hundreds of thousands to prolong his life.
Paediatric?
And I'm thinking to myself, surely he'd be delighted to go up to the pearly gates if he's a believer. You know, anyway, that's another thing. But Margaret, the question I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
So you probably sound like you're my ma's age. So you'd
be 68 in August.
Okay. So 68, approaching 70s. Do you think the Catholic Church is in trouble in this country when your generation die out?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. I do. I think Ireland is going to be a Muslim country.
We're a secular society anyway, so no one faith takes precedence over another.
Yeah, but
that's common sense. The more immigrants come in with different faiths, that the Catholic numbers are going to decline, you know?
And they are declining.
Like,
let's be honest
about it. And there's no young men, like years and years ago, entering into to be a priest.
Something like five last year in the whole country
were
ordained.
And there's no guarantees that those five will actually, as they say, pass out, you know, like the guards will be passing out on Friday. You know, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology when I'm saying this, that they don't end up being a priest after
doing that. Do you know what I can see happening in the priesthood? Women will be allowed to be ordained. Just like in the Church of England.
About time.
Well, that will end up coming in. Do you know the way we relax the you have like a 49-year-old fat guard now who doesn't have to do a bloody bleep test just because he needs the numbers?
That will end up happening
in the Catholic Church.
But it is on the books that because there's a decline in priests, eventually that lay people will be saying Mass.
Yeah, it's happening
and
already.
That includes men and
Maureen, can I tell you something?
It's Margaret.
I have a sister. Oh, sorry, Margaret. I am so sorry.
You're all right.
Margaret, I have a sister who does funerals in Catholic churches. And she goes to graveyards. There's no priests. And she carries out the whole thing with the funerals. And that's going on now.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry. I for a long time.
There's no harm
in
AJ,
that. Can I say something to you?
Say a few prayers.
Go ahead, Darian.
When they're rolling down the coffin, you know.
Go ahead, Darian.
Yeah, but AJ, can I? Yeah. Way back, I used to be talking to Jerry Ryan on the radio, right? Long time, yeah. And, oh my God, when I said stuff about the Catholic Church that I knew then, it breaks my heart to think there are people who believe that that society, you know, are for the good of the people. They're not.
But you see, this is where it's all gone wrong. Men who entered to be a priest are normal human beings. They abstain from sex. They abstain from...
Was that normal?
Darian, let Margaret talk.
I think it would be very wrong, and I think it's wrong that a man, you know, abstaining from that, from actually loving another human being and having sex with a human being or making love with somebody, which is normal, you know, men and women, you know, and, you know, that'd be the same with lesbians and the same with gays. Everybody has a sexual drive. And at the end of the day, I personally don't think it's right that a priest, you know, has to go, you know, because he would have the same feelings. And he would, you know, could be up in the pulpit and then he'd spot somebody in the audience, as they say. And, the hormone levels go through the roof. You know what I mean?
We've only got a minute left,
normal.
Margaret. Sorry. Eddie, did you want to say... Eddie, did you want to say something there? Sorry, Margaret, it's just we have to go to the ads now. Eddie, did you want to say something there?
Sorry.
You think the next thing is...
I was saying there, regarding women coming into the priesthood, I think they'll change it as well, that men can marry.
Yeah.
You know, they have to attract numbers in or else that religion in this country in the next 100 years will be a thing of the past.
So there you go, Margaret. What you're just saying there would probably change.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I think it would be very good that if they have a priest that's married, because then he'd be more on the ground and understand the pressures that people are under. Men and women that are married are two girls married and they have a family, or two boys that are married who have children. And they would understand better then that the pressures that married people are under, because they're not thinking about that, because they're all right. They don't have to worry about the bills coming in the door. Do you know what I mean? Whereas we do, you know. I mean, I'm blessed. My children are all grown up, you know. And like my baby will be 38 now on the 15th.
Is he religious?
Who? My
kid? Your son, yeah.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
He must be joking.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're religious. You probably raised them, but the next generation coming up kind of find their own path.
But you see, you can't tell an adult child, my children, once they become 18 and they become adults, you know, and they've done their college and now they're working, you can't interfere with their lives. They're married people, they're rearing their children, and how they conduct what they do in their lives is up to them.
So he's not religious, but he's married.
He's married, and he got married in the church. Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's the hypocrisy of it.
But I'll say one thing.
Last thing, Margaret, because you've got to go to the ads.
They're all good, and they never, ever, ever got into trouble. Never. They were brilliant.
Well, does that Margaret, does that mean that they were all very Catholic and, you know, because
they were brought to Mass? No, they were taught right from wrong.
So were my kids.
No, I'm not saying, you know, you didn't rear your... I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I reared my children that if your ball goes into somebody's garden, you cannot walk into that property. You must knock on the door and you must ask
Margaret,
for permission.
Margaret, so did I. But I didn't need...
You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Someone's been put on hold. Anyway, guys, I've got to go to the ads. Thank you so much to everybody for getting involved in that one. We'll be back.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.